Do you live or work in the city of Worcester and need reliable, more sustainable transportation? The Worcester e-bike program is now accepting applications. MassBike is seeking 100 individuals who live or work in the city of Worcester to receive electric pedal assist bikes and agree to participate in an 18-month program that includes reporting their bike usage, completing safe cycling and bike maintenance courses, and joining community rides. Find out more at massbike.org/ebikeWorcester.
At 91.3 FM, this is listener-supported community radio, WCUW Worcester, on the web at WCUW.org. Troy Tyree, Executive Director of Community Radio, WCUW, here with you on this new half-hour segment that we're calling Worcester Live. And the concept is, when possible, we're actually going to be live with you on the air, just talking about stuff that's related to WCUW, Worcester in general, and many things that are going on. Such a pleasure to share that info about e-bike, as I do have one of the people that are responsible for bringing this program to us, the Massachusetts Bicycle Coalition. MassBike promotes a bicycle-friendly environment and encourage bicycling for fun, fitness, and transportation. And Alex Salcedo is with us on the phone here. Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good, Troy. How are you?
I'm very good, and so excited that we're actually able to help spread the word about this amazing new program that's going on. Well, not new necessarily, but you tell us about it.
Well, thank you for, making this possible. I think it's a great opportunity to connect with your audience. And the Massachusetts Bicycle Coalition, MassBike, is basically behind this program that will bring 100 e-bikes, electric bikes, to people who either work or live in the city of Worcester. We're going to give priority preference to low-income residents and throughout the city of Worcester. And also, this program is 18-month study. So the participants who are selected and will get the bikes will be reporting to us weekly the use of the bike, what is it that how many miles or how many trips they use the e-bikes for, and for what purposes. As I said, this is not only to ride a bike. We believe, MassBike believes, that it's a great way to for Worcester to build community. And the other piece that is very important is that participants who are selected will be participating or will be part of three trainings. They will have to attend three trainings. The first one is about safety and getting to know the e-bike. The second one is about the maintenance of the e-bike. And the third one, which is the most exciting one, is that they will be participating in a community ride. So this is a pilot program. One word that we keep in mind is that is flexibility. We are basically bringing this initiative thanks to the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center. And MassBike is administering the program. And we are basically every day we are creating one new opportunity or one new phase of the program. Right now, we are recruiting applicants. We have an application online at massbike.org/ebikeWorcester. And the application is also available in a paper format in 8 different languages. So whoever is interested, they are welcome to get on our website and apply. And we are hoping to have these bikes deployed to people who are selected probably by the second or third week of July. Definitely, we are moving as fast as we can. And but it's something new. It's a program that has never been done in Worcester, and we believe that it's a great opportunity because an e-bike in a city like Worcester with so many hills will give the opportunity to everyone to ride a bike in a more comfortable way.
What's your, Alex Saucedo, can you share some information about the bike itself? But I mean, is it, how heavy is it? How will people charge it up? And is there more than like one style of bike available than maybe a cargo bike of sorts or what?
Yeah, thank you for that. That helps me to talk a little more about what is that we will be, what is an e-bike? The e-bike is a bike that is pedal assisted. There are different kinds, but the ones that we're bringing or that are part of this program, they need to be the person who rides the e-bike will have to pedal, and as they pedal, they will get up to 25, 30 miles an hour. That's why it's important, the safety component. We do not want anybody to have an accident. And there are two specific types of e-bikes, the single rider e-bike that would be for anyone who's ridden a regular bike would be able to ride these e-bikes. And we are also will be distributing 25 cargo bikes. What is a cargo bike? Cargo bike is a bike that is a little heavier than a regular e-bike. By the way, about the weight, e-bikes have different weights. Generally, they are between 30 to 50 pound. 30 to 50 pound e-bike, and cargo e-bikes tend to be a little heavier. They could go up to 60, 70 pounds. But the good thing about the cargo e-bikes is that they can transport children, or if we're talking about community radio, if someone who plays an instrument, they can bring their instruments in their cargo e-bikes.
Wow, it's pretty crazy.
I know, yes. It's going to be fun to see, because when you see an e-bike, you recognize that it's an e-bike. It's a little more substantial than a regular bike. Well, but if you look at the bike like if you see them on the road, you really have to, it's hard to tell the difference. Mm-hmm. But when you leave the e-bike, you realize, okay, this is an e-bike. About the battery, how do we charge the e-bike?
Yes.
They are charged at home as you charge your cell phone. And it's a battery that if you are going to ride your bike all day, let's say between 40 and 50 miles, they can ride the whole day with one charge that will take around 4 to 5 hours.
Did you say 40 to 50 miles in one charge?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the battery itself, is it does it disconnect from the bike so you can bring it in, or do you have it plugs in directly, or how does that work?
That's another great question. And I'm going to say that I'm not a biker. I'm learning by doing. Uh-huh. But obviously, I've been exposed to an e-bike, and I've been riding. In the last month, I've been riding e-bikes a lot, mm-hmm. different kinds. And you can charge your e-bike removing the battery, or you can charge the e-bike without having to remove the battery.
Right.
And if you remove the battery, generally the battery is between 5 to 7 pounds. Mm-hmm. And it's a little, obviously, probably a 12, between 10 and 12 inch battery. Mm-hmm. And it's very easy to put back in the e-bike or to remove it from
right.
the e-bike.
Well, I'm asking this, and another question would be maintaining the bike. And then where one would actually store the bike when not in use, is it, as you say, you're hoping that low-income folks will be utilizing this service. And, well, many of them don't have a garage that they can pull the bike into, mm-hmm. you know, and have it under a cover of some sort.
Yeah, that's a great question. When we, it's not only the e-bike that will be given to participants, we'll be giving them a substantial lock, because obviously if there's a security concern. Mm-hmm. They will be getting a cover, lights for the safety, and the maintenance, Landry's bicycles are the biggest, one of the biggest providers of bikes in Massachusetts. They are one of our partners of the program, and they will be including the maintenance during the study, during the time of the study, for the participants without having any cost for them. One important thing is that people remember the awful e-bike experience for Worcester. And the awful e-bikes, which were these yellow bikes that the city had a few years ago, they did not work out in the city. Those were what it's called. They were part of a model that is called a bike share, which mm-hmm. means that you return the bike after you use it. You are renting the bike, and then when you are done with the bike, you return the bike either to a dock or you just leave it on the side of the road. That was one of the issues with an awful program. In this particular case, the person who gets the e-bike, who gets selected for the e-bike, the e-bike is theirs the moment they get selected and pick up their e-bike for the duration of the program. And then after the program, the bike is theirs.
That's just that's amazing. These bikes, they're a little pricey. They're not your $200-$400 bike.
No, they're not. A good e-bike could be at least $2,000, and that's pretty much the price range of these e-bikes. The cargo mm-hmm. bikes are more expensive,
right.
But the majority of the bikes are in the range of around $2,000.
Well, talking about the value of the bike, how about the insurability of the individual? Say the bike is stolen, or it becomes damaged, or pray tell, someone is injured while is on the bike. How is all that addressed within the program?
Well, yeah. So as part of the lines for our budget, there's a maintenance and accidental damage insurance plan for the 100 e-bikes. Mm-hmm. So during the duration of the program and slash study, they will be covered. That is something that we felt from the very beginning it was important to consider it.
Sure.
So it's also, we are pretty aware that the safety of the participants is key in this. And that's why we want to make sure that everybody who gets elected understands that this is an electric vehicle. Mm-hmm. And in a city like this, like Worcester, there are a lot of challenges. We're not a city who is bike friendly. And it's going to bring, I think, one of the good things about this program, besides that it will reduce the greenhouse emission, is that it will also bring the conversation of the culture shift that we have in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Pedestrians, bikers, car owners, buses, we all own the streets.
Yes.
And this is when it's important that the community rights will bring an awareness, will raise awareness of all of us who want to feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
When riding a bike, when walking, when riding a car, and it's a situation in which everybody wins, because drivers don't want to see as many cars in the street because of the traffic situation. Mm-hmm. So a bike provides an opportunity to get some cars off the road, and also take care of the environment, have fun, keep ourselves, give us the opportunity to exercise while doing or being in contact with nature. And at the end of the day, we are making sure that it is a way of saying we want to take care of the environment. The other part that is important right now is that an e-bike provides a cheaper way of transporting ourselves. It's sustainable way of getting around because of what we all are experiencing, which is gas prices.
Yes. Alex Sexedo's with us here on the phone, and we're calling this segment of programming on WCUW Worcester Live. So happy to have Alex with us here as we are being part of the promotion of this program, Mass Bikes. It's the Massachusetts Bicycle Coalition promoting a bicycle-friendly environment and encouraging bicycling for fun, fitness, and transportation. Let's talk about the fun part where folks that are part of this program are actually going to be getting together and doing bike rides and that kind of thing.
Correct. So that's our third component that is going to what we call bring community or build community, bring community together and build community, which is the opportunity to get together and bike together. We're also, I'm taking also this opportunity to say that Mass Bike has been awarded a grant from AARP in which we are going to be doing parallel to this. People who are part of this program will also be participating in an intergenerational bicycling grant that AARP has just awarded to Mass Bike. So one of the things that AARP is looking for is to combine generations or different generations riding together. And so it's exciting to see that an organization like AARP is thinking about bringing this type of program to Worcester. So when it's going to be seniors, younger participants riding together as part of this program. And so I would say that we need to keep our eyes open because we'll be seeing these e-bikes on the road. And it's going to be, again, it's going to be an opportunity for people to really think about, well, maybe I should, for the ones who have regular bikes, get them out of storage, clean them a little bit, and go ride. I truly believe, and I'm a living testament of that, that I just started riding my regular bike again. And the feeling to ride a bike when we ride a bike doesn't compare to anything else.
That's so true. Alex Sacedo, this is so exciting that you're sharing this information with us. Why don't you share how folks again, once again, how folks can learn about this program?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you guys can, you can access the application online. Our website is massbike.org, and the application is at massbike.org/ebikeWorcester. That's a section of the website where we have information about the program and also the link to apply for the program. The deadline to apply is June 30th, and we want to have as many applicants that we can get as possible. And the application is available in 8 different languages. We also have paper format applications for people who do not have access to the internet, And so if you guys are interested in a paper format application, you can get in contact with Troy, and Troy would let me know, or you can write to me at alex@massbike.org, and I will make sure that you get your paper format application as well.
Excellent. I think that you're probably going to have to go into some sort of lottery situation because I can't imagine that you're going to have a far more than 100 folks interested in this by the time it's done.
Which is a great sign, because that means that people want to get their cars behind. They want to leave their cars behind and start biking more. So, yes, it's I'll keep you posted.
Yes.
But my hope is to go back to your program and report on when we're getting ready for community rides.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Or any other questions that you have, I'm happy. I'm always happy to participate.
Yes. Alex Acedo, this has been so exciting. We will continue pushing this opportunity and letting folks know that it's available. And folks, really, I if you've not already made inquiry, I can't believe that you haven't. If you're aware of this program, it's an opportunity really to get an electric bike for free, along with obviously all of the teaching or tutorials, et cetera, of how to utilize a bike of this nature, and get some good exercise and obviously community involvement as well.
It's a good excuse for, you know, to have fun, I would say.
Yeah.
We need more fun in our lives. I always say that we need to laugh more.
Yes.
And we need to go get out more. So this is a combination. I heard recently of somebody who said that riding a bike gives you the feeling of flying without taking off. So
right, and the idea too that if you're on your bike and you're riding past the gas station, you can be laughing at all those people over there pumping that gas.
That's a great way to put it. Thank you so much, Troy.
Right. And the idea that you actually get 40 to 50 miles on a charge, that's amazing. That's most people are what? It's a half mile or, you know, 3 or 4 miles to your workplace or school or whatever it may be. And that's just ample. That's great.
Yeah, and you don't sweat.
And you don't sweat.
Unless it's 100 degrees outside, that changes. But you also get a free tan.
There you go. Well, once again, Alex, thank you for sharing this information with us.
Thank you, Troy.
We'll
I hope
base.
You have a great rest of your day and week.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
You bet. Been listening to Alex Acedo here. She's with the Mass Bike organization, and I had the the Massachusetts Bicycle Coalition, Mass Bikes, promoting a bicycle-friendly environment and encouraging bicycling for fun, fitness, and transportation. Troy Tyree here, the director of WCUW. We're with this new program, this new block of air that we're calling Worcester Live. If by chance you have something you would like to share with the our listeners, we'd love to hear from you. You can just drop me an email to troy@wcuw.org.
Do you live or work in the city of Worcester and need reliable, more sustainable transportation? The Worcester e-bike program is now accepting applications. MassBike is seeking 100 individuals who live or work in the city of Worcester to receive electric pedal assist bikes and agree to participate in an 18-month program that includes reporting their bike usage, completing safe cycling and bike maintenance courses, and joining community rides. Find out more at massbike.org/ebikeWorcester.